I would like to say that I am surprised. I am not.
Oh, I'm not surprised at all.
This is just now starting to explode on social media. This first story comes to you from Fox 4. We'll find others. Governor Mike Parson today commuted former Kansas City Police Detective Eric DeValconeer's prison sentence. Fox 4 has learned through official sources. If you recall, DeValconeer was convicted in 2021 of second-degree involuntary manslaughter and armed criminal action in the 2019 shooting of Cameron Lamb. He was sentenced to 6 years in prison after multiple appeals and has been serving time since October of 2023. He's been behind bars about a year and a handful of months, correct?
Yeah, and he was granted a special release after he was found guilty to remain out on bond during the multiple appeals process.
The former Kansas City detective shot and killed Lamb December 3rd, 2019, as Lamb backed his truck into his garage. Police had gone to his home after reports that he had been speeding after another vehicle. It goes on to say that DeValconeer's commutation is not a pardon where the conviction is erased or forgiven, but it does reduce the amount of time he has to serve. It is currently unknown whether DeValconeer has been released from custody. Fox 4 will continue to monitor.
In September of this year, a federal court took up this case and ruled that DeValconeer did not enter Lamb's property lawfully. He had no right to be on that land.
Look, this was the case that just further divided, I think, law enforcement, I think the community, the prosecutor, like all of those things. Do you remember after that conviction, police departments started questioning and in some cases, I believe, Sam, revising policy over whether or not they would come into your home or on your property in the event 911 was called and someone needed help? I mean, this really had a far-reaching impact because of the anger on both sides over not just what happened, but the fallout after it happened. And we are just hearing about this. Thank you so much, Jackson County Prosecutor Gene Peters Baker. This is very new. I know you probably can't talk a lot about what has happened, but when did your office find out?
When you did. Same time you did. We read a press release.
Was the family contacted at all? Was Cameron Lamb's family contacted at all?
No, I just, knowing there were rumors of this happening, I just didn't want her to hear it. Cameron Lamb's mother, I wanted her to hear it in the most compassionate way if she could, rather than reading it or a reporter calling her. So I called her and told her that this was the rumors were spinning about. So at least she was prepared to hear it, for it to happen.
From a procedural standpoint, what does this mean, and what would happen to any person convicted of this crime who has had this sentence commuted? Like, what does this mean?
I don't think I can tell you what this means. What the governor did today was purely a political action. He has, that is purely his prerogative to issue that kind of political action, and that's what he did. So what I'd like to do today, since the governor took that step, but he also did it in a way that I find incredibly unkind and unprofessional, I want to cast light on the victim in this case and really talk about them, support them, have this community support them. We won't be run by politics. We're really run by a victim advocacy, and that's what Kansas City should operate on.
Can you share anything about your conversation with Lamb's family? Were they in some way prepared for this?
I guess I can just say, you know, I felt I broke her heart a little bit by telling her that the rumor was it was going to happen, and that, you know, I told her it was probably within the next hour it would happen, and so she hasn't had much time to, you know, really grab a hold of that news herself. So, but as you would imagine, you know, she feels a little heartbroken, a little more so today. So, she is a incredibly stellar human being. And, so she, you know, of course did not have hateful things to say about even the system or the governor. She just said, we'll find a way to carry on.
I'm reading, Gene, that this commutation is not a pardon, but does reduce the amount of time he has to serve. Just from a procedural standpoint, would he be released today? Would your office have any knowledge or understanding of what happens next?
I really don't know, you know, how quickly he moves on that. I would imagine that this man might already be out. Would, you know, that's kind of my guess, that it's, you know, that at time of announcement, he's probably already out. I don't know, because we have not been notified at all throughout the whole process. So I really can't say what comes next and what order things happen, because this one occurred how it occurred.
And lastly, this was a case that fractured this community. I mean, can you speak to that in any way? This doesn't probably help in that regard. I don't know where we go from here. Gene.
Yeah, it's difficult when someone, you know, reaches into the criminal justice system and kind of makes a series of decisions that are outside, you know, what all these different judges said. There was a sentencing, you know, in this case, there was a sentencing hearing, there were witnesses that were presented. And a judge issued a sentence in the case that the judge thought was appropriate. And the governor made a different decision. So, again, he has that political power, and he used it. So I think maybe those questions should be posed to the governor instead of me.
Jackson County Prosecutor Gene Peters-Baker, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Be well.
I wish you all well.
We'll be back with much more straight ahead on Dana and Parks.